This is something for the weekend and your COVID-19 things to do. Classic hits.
It is week 14 on your COVID-19 things to do. Sophie Latouche, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trina. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, the shed wasn't done, I have to admit. I know last week you told us to organise. It kept raining every time I went out to do it. Suddenly there was this downpour. So I'll do it another day. What do you have for us this week?
This week, and I'm going to tell you, my dad has his place wrecked again.
Oh no!
So, you know what? It doesn't always work.
So scrap that one, yeah.
Exactly. This week, so it's a digital detox, right? Now, I'm not telling you to get rid of your phone. I'm not telling you to get rid of your laptop. None of that. But, you know when you see somebody's phone by accident and there's emails and they have like 1,274 emails?
Have you been looking at my phone?
So it's about deleting those junk emails and just, I suppose, maybe prioritising and pinning the ones that are important.
It just takes so long to do though, so I just keep putting it off and then before you know it, you've got like 5,000 emails sitting there. Yeah. And the other thing that I do, and I'm sure you'd hate this, my desktop on my computer is basically full.
Like, no. You just have to aesthetically have things in the right places, because if you look at your desktop and it's all over the place, then your head's all over the place for the day. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I did do it. So, I remember at Christmas time, I was on air and it was a little bit of time in my hands in between the songs, and I decided I was going to tackle the emails in the studio. Yeah. It took me about 3 days to actually delete them all.
but we're kind of back
to square one. Yeah. Doesn't that slow down your computer when you have all those things there?
It definitely does, Tina. And there's also an unsubscribe button at the end of all of these emails, you know, so if you want to stop getting emails in that you really don't care about, unsubscribe. But now some of them are tricky because they take you to like 2 or 3 steps. One of my friends was actually telling me the other day that she's been paying €10 to Amazon every single month for the last 2 years. She wasn't looking at her emails, so she caught that the other day and unsubscribed.
What was she paying for?
Amazon Books or something. Or was that Amazon Audible Books?
So she had access, but she just wasn't using it. Oh, God.
She didn't even know. Check all your emails, look through your bits, and just tidy it all up, you know?
Well, you know Aoife, who works in our front desk, she actually gets anxiety looking at my computer sometimes.
Yeah.
Because she is so super organised, everything has a place. Mm-hmm. And like that, she wouldn't even have one email unread. Everything is in their folder, categorised. Amazing.
Well,
and then she looks at mine.
I'd be halfway between you and Aoife.
Are you? Well, she looks at mine and she's just like, sometimes she has to walk away because she can't take it.
Seriously,
no. Another problem I have as well, paperwork. That can really just get on top of you, can't it?
I'm organised on my phone, but I'm not organised when it comes to paperwork at all. I can't help you with that.
Well, I did try. I attempted it and I bought a shredder. And I don't know if anybody knows of a shredder that will actually work for a few minutes without getting jammed and without overheating. Please let me know, because it's impossible. When you want to shred like old kind of bank statements and confidential stuff, that because you have to be very careful of identity theft, don't you? So you can't just throw the stuff in the green bin in case someone goes through it. The shredders just overheat and burn out like after 3 uses. So I did attempt it, but I didn't get very far.
Well, I'm actually a terror for putting unshredded stuff in the green bin, I'm going to admit right now.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know.
That is so dangerous.
I know. Is it?
Yeah. Somebody can pretend to be you and open up bank accounts and all kinds of things.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go. That's something for me to do now this week. I really never thought about it like that.
Well, there you go. Don't be putting your paperwork in the green bin. You can't even just cut it up. It has to be shredded.
I'll be on to Google saying, where can you get a shredder in Limerick?
Sophie, we'll chat to you next week.
Thanks, Trina.
Your COVID-19 things to do on Classic Hits with Trina Mara. Classic Hits.